This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. So many things happening. I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And we want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio and also, of course, all your participation that goes New California State Movement. We just really love the participation is climbing. And last night we had a great turnout for people. Actually, we had a Kern County Town Hall last night. It was awesome. A lot of participation. People from outlying counties. We had nearly 100, and actually, I think it. I have to get the final count and tabulation. I haven't really got it yet because sometimes they kind of squeeze in from different sources. But we're going to check it out. But around 100 people showed up. It's like wow, that was just a mini town hall, and we spoke for about 90 minutes, and you know, we schedule them for an hour. They always go over. People made some major contributions to the conversation last night about New California. We learned a lot about the history of Kern County, which was pretty neat. And, of course, the importance of Kern County to this nation and to certainly New California. So we're really happy to know about that. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're kind of focusing in a little bit on the stories that are revolving around this bill that's supposed to be taken up. And, of course, last hour we connected the dots to something very disturbing in this $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package. And it says here, this is something that's a big problem, and I think that people need to understand. It says, among the many provisions in the $2.2 trillion corona relief package that appear to have little to do with the immediate crisis at home is a nearly $11 billion pot of money for three international development groups. And here they are, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES Act, which the House of Representatives is expected to vote on Friday, includes the funding for the African Development Fund, or ADF, the African Development Bank, AFDB, and the International Development Association. Well, shockingly, we looked it up. Hello, we looked up these banks and these organizations, and they're all Chinese. So, in other words, what's going to happen is $11 billion is going to China. And that makes everybody happy in San Francisco. This exactly explains why Nancy Pelosi went back to San Francisco, the heartthrob of China in California, right? That's where all the money comes from for China through San Francisco, because you got Dianne Feinstein, you got Richard Blum, her husband, right? We talked about them earlier on in the radio show. And you've got Gavin Newsom. And you've also got, you know, the fourth leg of the Brown family. You know, that program they talked about with the four families. Well, you can see it in working action right now. No wonder Nancy Pelosi was all bubbly and fired up. And, of course, what did she come back with? She came back, and we talked about this at the beginning of the first hour. She came back with the whole notion that, guess what? Shockingly, we want to put in voter harvesting. We want to put in the ballot harvesting thing. We want to put this in for the whole nation. And everybody's shocked. Shock. We can't have that. And we did, too. We freaked out. I said, no. I spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking to people in Washington. You got to get all this crap out of the bill. Now we got another problem. And thanks to the reportage by, who did this? Tyler Olson at Fox News. Okay. Thanks to him, he brings this up. The Coronavirus Aid Relief and the CARES Act, including funds for this ADF and this AFDB, International Bank Development Association, IDA, these three organizations are Chinese organizations. That's why I say, and I said this last hour, China has invested heavily in Africa. They need all the help they can get, these African nonprofits, right? Well, guess what? They're going to get $11 billion, an $11 billion pot of money. No wonder Nancy Pelosi's happy. No wonder Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blum are happy. And Gavin Newsom's happy all over, because China's going to get that $11 billion. Less stress on California, right, to produce that money No, they did. They got her through. No wonder they're so happy. And no wonder explains why you had four of those senators, shockingly, they come down with coronavirus at the right time. And then it passes by 96 votes, 96 to nothing. Something stinks. It almost smells like downtown San Francisco, doesn't it? That accumulation of human feces and urine smells like it to me. I actually smell a rat or two or three. or four. $11 billion going to China. That's really what this is amounting to. Shocking. You should be shocked, too. You should be calling some people up right now saying, get that out of there. No $11 billion to China. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're straining it off. I mean, look what they've done to CalPERS here. Just got the memo. I just read you the memo from a consulting agency that to all CalPERS representatives. You're going to have to fork over more money now because, and they're blaming it on the coronavirus, of course. They're not saying anything about the fact that all that money is being siphoned off to China and China is not paying the tab. They're not coming back and paying the tab on the CalPERS and you're suffering. They're bankrupting the state, of course. That's what they always wanted to do, right? Well, I don't think so. They just don't want the party to end. So now what they've done is figured out, we'll go through the aid relief, the CARES Act, and get our money that way. I wonder how many other pots of money are out there in the billions that'll go to groups like this. I know $11 billion, you know, once you get past a billion, it's just change, right? It's just chump change. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to concern ourselves with. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We come back. More of this. We might hear from Ted Cruz. Overwhelmingly passing. Making China happy again. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
All right. Well, the front groups are at it again
as they will siphon off money from the United States. It's amazing who's beholden to China and who's not in the in the House of Representatives, and of course, as we're seeing now in the Senate, which unanimously passed the CARES Act, knowing full well, it looks to me it's pretty obvious that this is just not a thing to, you know, if the author of the article that we're looking at here had done any kind of research on these organizations, they'd see it right away. They're connected to the Chinese government. Hello? Connected at the hip. So, yeah, that's a big concern. That's a big story. We're gonna dive more into that story here in a little bit. But we have other fish to fry at this point. Other fish to fry. So we're going to be checking out those fish that are sizzling right now, being fried. Not fried alive. No, no, no. They're long gone, those fish. Those are fried fish, if you know what I mean. Okay, we've got all kinds of just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff going on. What is this now? I got something going on here. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, this is the. I'm getting, you know, we have all these sophisticated messaging machines now going on. It's like, wow, what in the world is this all about, right? Yeah, we got my 4-pound bag of UPS stuff. I mean, I'm just getting plastered with emails and things like that right now. What's up with that? I've been awake for hours, I know, but all of a sudden now I'm going to the next storyline here, and I'm just getting all these beeps, 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 beeps. You know, they want you this. I'm like, going, hey, I'm doing the radio show. You know, I'm doing the radio show. Hello. That's what I'm doing here. The radio show, supposedly. So they say, you know. So they say. Isn't it a wonderful day in the neighborhood, though, when you take a look at what's really going on with the coronavirus? It's starting to cure itself, you know. Amazing, isn't it? Viruses do that. Actually, they do. They absolutely do. I'm going to chime in right now to a little bit of this conversation about House to vote on $2 trillion COVID-19 relief today and see what they have to say for themselves with all the good people that are associated. It's not going to. Yeah, okay, it'll play. Here we go.
Let's bring in Senator Ted Cruz, fresh off his quarantine. Ted, the President of the United States yesterday in a letter to America's governors, he's going to basically give them an idea of, he's going to grade some of these counties on how dangerous they are and overrun they are with this coronavirus. And the ones that are untouched, maybe he's going to try to gradually phase in economic progress again. Are you for a phase in standing America up again, or just keep it locked down till we have it more under control?
Well, listen, I think any health response needs to deal with the facts on the ground, and the facts on the ground are different from one location to another. And so I think our approach to this global pandemic, we need to be guided by the science, we need to be guided by the physicians and medical professionals, and I fully expect the circumstances are different in Manhattan than perhaps they are in rural Idaho, and so you wouldn't expect the exact same rules to apply everywhere. I think that recognizes the diversity of the country, and where there is an outbreak, where there is a direct and serious threat, of course steps need to be taken to protect lives, but those can vary in different parts of the country.
Exactly right. And in fact, Senator Cruz, the president last night said that Nebraska, Texas, your state, Iowa, Farm Belt, some parts might be able to open up sooner than others. Of course, the entire country is looking to Congress. And I know that the Corona Rescue Bill has already passed your chamber, the Senate. But, you know, it's questionable what's going to happen with the bill today, because as we heard this hour, there's one congressman, he's a Republican from Kentucky. His name is Thomas Massie. He is opposed to the bill because it would add to the national debt, and he's concerned that voting without a quorum present would violate the Constitution. The problem is when you have members of Congress flying back from all over the country, they're in airports, they're going to be back into the chambers. It does seem as if you are putting members of Congress at risk to do this, even though we know, everybody knows this thing going to pass.
Yeah, you know, I would not be terribly concerned about the procedural question. It's clear the House is going to pass it. It's clear the House is going to pass it with an overwhelming bipartisan majority. If it so happens that a member or two or three decides they want to vote no, well, they can do that. Thomas is believes strongly in his principles. I saw also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweet out that she was unhappy that the checks that are going out, the $1,200 relief checks, that they're not going to illegal immigrants, and she was unhappy about that. Look, people can have their disagreements. This is going to pass. It's going to pass overwhelmingly, which means relief is going to be in the hands of the people that are hurting. And in the Senate, the day before yesterday, we passed it unanimously. It was 96-0. Every single senator, Republican and Democrat, voted yes. Bernie Sanders voted yes, so did I, and everybody in between. And the reason, listen, this is a $2 trillion bill. That's about a tenth of our national debt. That is a big deal. That's not something that would pass in any ordinary circumstances. But these are extraordinary circumstances. The magnitude of the health threat is massive, and the magnitude of the economic threat. We lost 3.5 million jobs last week. Small businesses are shuttering all across this country. And so this emergency relief package is designed to put real relief in the hands of people. The two most important parts of it are that every person making $100,000 or less, or every couple making $200,000 or less, will get a check in the mail for $1,200 per adult, $2,400 per couple, and $500 per child. All of those checks should be coming out, the Treasury Department tells us, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Secondly, for small businesses, there's $377 billion in loans, guaranteed loans, that are designed, that it's for businesses 500 employees or less, so small businesses, up to $10 million each in the loans, and if they use the loans to pay for payroll, to keep their employees on payroll, if they use the loans for mortgage or rent or utilities, those loans will be forgiven. That's designed to be an immediate infusion of cash for the restaurant, for the bar, for the nail salon, for the movie theater, the hardware store, all the small businesses. And the way you get it, if you're a small business owner, you go to your local bank or community financial institutions, and it'll be administered through the local banking system.
Okay, we only have 1 minute. I have two questions for you. If you furlough your employees, can you still get those benefits? Secondly, how you doing after self-quarantining?
On the first point, yes, if you rehire them. So, okay. You can get the benefits regardless, but the loan is only forgiven if you rehire the employees. So if you've already furloughed the employees, you can go and get the loan, rehire them, and their payroll will be forgivable.
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I spent 11 days in self-quarantine here at home, and then I left self-quarantine, went to D.C., went to the Senate, was active in passing this bill, and I'm now back home with the family, feeling healthy and terrific and working actively from home.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Senator, for being with us. We're glad you're doing well.
Oh, we're glad you're doing well, Ted. How's your dad? Who's your daddy? Who is your daddy, Ted? By the way, when I woke up this morning, Donald J. Trump was my president, and yours too. And Nancy Pelosi's president. Right? But she doesn't answer to you or me or anybody else, but she answers to other people. Anyway, so much for that. Oh, yeah, the break's here. Man, this show's going by fast. We're having fun today. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we're sponsored by Aram Solar. Get your solar needs met. 866-676-5276. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Dang, man, where does the day go? Yep. Agenda 21 Radio. Radio for everybody. Let's check the markets and see what's going on, because this is kind of like a touchy day, you know. Kind of a touchy day. Down 900. Stock slide after win streak as vote in House nears. So, there you go. China sees historic drop in industrial profits. Everything China, 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 China. But, you know, this is the way we do business in America, right? You never know about where that money's going to go. Everybody's got their own little peeve about it, right? Uh-oh. This is a big one. Just look at this. World facing scary condom shortage that could last months. Now, 9 months from now, what does that mean? That means a population increase in the world. You know that. Come on. You frisky fellas out there. You know what that means. You're going to be dads again. And moms. Moms. But, you know, of course, there's a problem, right? You have the left who likes abortions, Right. Right. Murdering babies. They really like to murder American babies. Have you never noticed that? It's an industry, too. I mean, it's an industry. I don't know how much was in the stimulus bill for that. No one's talking about that. Planned Parenthood, you know, stimulus package. There you go. Stimulate abortions. Only the left does this, right? Kind of like a problem with the left. I'm just saying, no one likes to talk about these kind of things. We're going to chime in here a little bit to see if they've got some news that I'm looking for on Fox News, just to see what they've got. Pandemic information. New Orleans seeing major COVID outbreak. This is New Orleans.
Seeing as far as the response from the residents of that state and the drop in tourism to combat this.
So I think the residents of the state have really begun to take this seriously. And I think they really started this a couple of weeks ago. I think our city and parish officials, our governor certainly, I think they've been working with us closely. We've been in contact with them. I think they've made some decisions very wisely to recommend that people stay inside. I observe people all the time that clearly are taking steps to social distance. It certainly has had an economic impact. You are right. But I think for the short-term good, for the long-term good, the social distancing is the right thing to do. And people, I have to say, people have really been more accepting of this over the past 2 weeks, and you see it, you really see it everywhere.
Doctor, final thought, I've only got a minute left here or so, but your message as far as the nation is concerned, you hear the message from Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's dealing with this in such a big way right now. You are seeing firsthand what's happening there in New Orleans. What is your message to the federal government on anything that you may need as you now continue to deal with the spike in cases there? Final thoughts.
Right. So we know the cases are going to continue to grow. We really need help with staffing. These patients require a lot of care. We're going to need staffing. I know we're making preparations. Our governor and the state are making preparations for more beds. These patients do take a while to get better. And the recovery time is prolonged. So we're going to need a place for many of these patients to have time to recover. So I think that would be the message. The other message would be across the country is people need to take this for real. The social distancing.
Right. Right. This guy's the Robert Hart. He's the health executive VP of Oceaner Health. Okay. Out of New Orleans. Let me give you some stats. Coronavirus pandemic worldwide. Total confirmed 553,000. 244, half a million confirmed. Shocking. Total deaths worldwide since October 1st and now. Worldwide, 25,035. Deaths in the United States since October 1st, 1,300. That's a lot. I mean, and every death is important to realize and say a prayer about. There's no question about that. I'm not diminishing that. That's not what we're here for. And this is a deadly virus. But numbers do matter with big data. And they're not really lying here. So I want you to be comparative of this. Since October 1st to March 12th, the number of cases of flu, the deaths by, in America alone, 22,000. Since October 1st for the COVID-19 virus, 1,300. I want you to let that settle in for you. Oh, it's going to spike. It's going to spike, right? It's spiking. Look at the chart. It's spiking. The cases and the death rate, it's going up. You know, I've got the John Hopkins thing here. I get it. I see it. Is there something wrong with that number, though? The flu kills thousands more. It has killed thousands more over the last several months in the United States alone. It's just now that in the world, this virus is coming close to the numbers of the United States alone. That's my point. This is not the virus they tell you about or they're hyping about. Well, we're taking good care of ourselves. That's true. There's a couple of things that we've done that have been positive to prevent the spread of this. No question about it. But the disproportionate size of influenza over COVID virus speaks volumes about the hysteria that's going on. We are a clean country. We have good hygiene here. We wash our hands. Critical to this process was, of course, the lack of washing the hands in China. Only 23% of the people washed their hands there with soap and water, as opposed to 80% in the United States. That slows the transmission, stops it in most cases. And quick thinking and perfect response by Donald J. Trump to cut off all flights from China into the United States at the height of when we thought the contamination was going to happen. Why the hysteria is the key thing. The hysteria here is by the globalists trying to push a global governance structure right here, right now. One government, a global government, to control the pandemic. And, of course, where's that going to come from? The United Nations. It's not going to come from the leadership of the United States. Oh, no, we can't have that. But guess what? It's coming right now from the leadership of the United States. I'm just telling you, the numbers, the dog doesn't hunt with these numbers. That's why I say this is nothing more than a hoax. The numbers prove it. The numbers prove it. If we had a 22,000 death rate by COVID virus as opposed to flu, I'd be saying that this is a problem. Absolutely. And I'm saying the flu is a problem. And we still don't know the real numbers in this whole death rate of 25,000 around the world right now. How many could have been flu? There's no reporting of that. We don't know. It could be 10%. It could be 20%. It could be 50% of these cases are really attributable to the flu. We should be panicking and working on lowering the death rate for influenza. And are we doing that? Doesn't seem like it. Everybody's all focused on the cure for, you know, the coronavirus, which, by the way, there is a cure for this, right? What are we talking about? Are we talking? No, we're not talking about that because they've got to keep the hype rolling. If you want to knock off Donald J. Trump, the globalists want to do this now. The technocrats want to do this now. We talked about this with Patrick Wood. That's what we talked about. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. This is important, this battle that we have with the globalists. It's coming down to the globalists versus Donald J. Trump. And by the way, tomorrow morning when we wake up and Donald J. Trump is going to be our president, the globalists are going to get more angry. And of course, they're realizing their globalist little scheme is not going to work. It's not going to work. And of course, there's all kinds of stuff going on that we're worried about right now. Out here in all the states, one of them being, why is the military rolling around on the tracks? Why do we have tanks and the National Guard out and stuff like that? That's just one of the things people are worried about. And we have answers. When you come back, we'll talk about some of the reasons why the military is rolling around in California and the rest of the nation. Morgues being established. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF,
Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Months. That's how long these unemployment benefits last. But the point is, get it done, get it out there. Then we can get to work in terms of licking the virus and getting America back to work.
Well, we know that those.
What's going on right now? I popped this in here and the player is not playing right. Go figure, right? But what happens is that there seems to be a rally fizzle after massive pandemic concerns. That's what they say. That's what they're saying now, because the Dow's down 930 right now as we speak. This is a live tick, so that's the concern. So, you know, we got to jumpstart the old... the people are playing the hardcore thing. There's a big pandemic going on. Well, I believe there's a pandemic flu situation going on. Why don't we address that? It's for what it is. And the coronavirus thing, we have a cure for it. Are we using the cure? Not really. Doesn't seem like it's being treated in a lot of places. They don't seem to be proactive about that. They'd rather just do what they're doing. That's really what they're doing here, rather than to try and cure it. So we're down 900 on the Dow with all these hysterical concerns. I think the shock therapy needs to stop. I think that that's really what we need to be doing here. Get rid of the shock therapy, if you know what I mean. No more shock therapy for you. Anyway, We got a lot of things to cover here. Still, in the hours ahead, we're going to go 5 hours. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to go 5 hours. Somebody asked me that the other day. There was a somebody was talking about they wanted to do 5 hours of radio, and they asked me if I'd do 5 hours. I've done it. I mean, I've done it, but you know, 3 hours here and then an hour on another show and an hour on another show one day. Most I've done is 6 hours. Sitting there thinking, why in the heck am I doing 6 hours of radio? Well, get the news out. Get the information out. More than happy to get the information out when we need the information out. We've got, so many things going on. So many things going on. The politics going on. Healthcare. SEIU Healthcare Union suddenly finds 39 million N95 masks. This is one of the masks that we needed, right? And a lot of concern about it. It's been a political, you know, show off. The SEIU Service Employees International Union said it has located 39 million N95 masks and will be facilitating the sale of them to the healthcare providers. Shocking. They didn't know they had it, and all of a sudden they have them. Maybe they need money, right? New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy laughs in concerned gun owner's face. I'm biting on that one when we come back. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, we got a little story here, kind of an interesting story about a governor in New Jersey taking on a Second Amendment person. An unidentified citizen called out to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy for availing himself of armed protection even as he insisted or issued a coronavirus lockdown order that resulted in the suspension of gun sales in the state. The citizen said, "Your executive actions closed down gun stores, saying they're non-essential. The poorest minorities living in the most dangerous cities with the highest crime rates now have absolutely no way of buying a firearm. I've lived in Newark, so I understand this firsthand." He asked, "If less guns reduce crime, will you give up your personal bodyguards?" Shocking. The governor replied by intimating that he and the citizens had a philosophical difference in the role guns play, with the governor believing a safer society has fewer guns, not more guns. And the guns that do exist are in the hands of the right people, particularly trained members of law enforcement. The governor then giggled and referenced an armed law enforcement member next to him. And he said, "It is what it is." It is what it is, brother. Right. Here we go.
As a government official, listen, and if less guns reduce crime, will you give up your personal bodyguards and call and wait to your executive actions to close down gun stores, saying they're not essential? The poorest minorities living in the most dangerous cities with the highest crime rates now have absolutely no way of buying a firearm. I lived in Newark and I understand this firsthand. You surround yourself with armed guards, so clearly you understand the benefit of the Second Amendment. At this very moment, how can a New Jersey resident who isn't already a gun owner exercise their Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, listen, first of all, it's good to have you back. You and I think, have a philosophical disagreement at a very basic level in the sense of the broad question of what does a safer society look like? And a safer society, for my taste, has fewer guns and not more guns, and that the guns that do exist are in the hands of the right people, particularly trained members of law enforcement, like the guy to my left who's got a pistol on his hip. I don't know if there's any more color to add beyond that. Is there any other? It is what it is. I mean, I know you I don't want to be disrespectful, but that's it is what it is. And again, we think, among other things, crime is Pat's been tracking crime. It has been down, and let's hope it stays down. But we're very comfortable where we landed on that. Thank you. We'll go across and come back. Is that okay? Actually, let's start with you, and we'll go the other way. We'll get this out of your system and mine.
Yeah. Well, it's not in my system. It's part of the Constitution. So people do have the right to defend themselves.
I respect the Second Amendment. I just want to make sure.
I understand that. You have two armed guards here, so clearly you understand it and respect it. But there's people that live in fear every day. We're seeing a lot of people coming forward wanting to buy a gun for self-defense, and they don't have that ability now because of your executive action. They don't have the leisures that you do as a government official.
Listen,
and if less guns reduce crime, will you give up your personal bodyguards and call and wait police?
Listen, that's my personal bodyguards is not my decision. It's his decision, and you can deal with him offline. I've got exactly not one complaint from anybody that they were trying to buy a gun and they couldn't, so, other than you, and I respect that. But beyond that, I'm going to stay with what I've said already. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's less guns are good, except if they're in the hands of the criminals. And isn't it odd that in every society, the criminals in the government have the guns if you limit legal, lawful, abiding citizens from their Second Amendment rights? Well, you know, of course, America, the United States of America, has a Second Amendment. Other countries don't. and guns that are confiscated from other countries always leads to mass murder. That's a fact. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.